This is Matt Wells with UN News. Statelessness affects 10 million people globally, so Chile's adoption of international accords that promote a fundamental right to nationality is an important step, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, said on Tuesday. Welcoming the South American country's decision to accede to two international agreements, the 1954 Convention relating to the status of stateless persons and the 1961 Convention on the Reduction of Statelessness, UNHCR said that around 2,000 children will benefit. Without official nationality, people can face obstacles enrolling in school, seeking health care and getting married, as agency spokesperson William Spindler told Michelle Kusuma.
The number of people who will benefit from this provision is about 2,000 children whose parents enter the country irregularly, who did not have a permit to live in Chile, and whose nationality was unclear. Now, with the accession of Chile to the statelessness conventions, the danger of people in this situation will be much more reduced, of the danger of people becoming stateless.
So what are the basic protection and rights given to them before Chile accede to both conventions?
Well, people who are stateless basically find it very difficult to have access to basic human rights. In some cases, they find it difficult to get married, to send their children to school, and this is uncertain. And this is a serious problem that affects some 10 million people around the world. Chile has made a very important step to bring to an end this situation. There is an international effort to bring statelessness to an end because it's a condition that deprives millions of people around the world from access to their rights.
When Chile decided to become the latest state to accede to these international conventions, what precedent does Chile set for other countries around the world?
Chile is sending a very strong signal, a very positive signal to the rest of the world that it's important to fight against statelessness, this condition that affects millions of people around the world, and we are committed to bring it to an end. And that's why we welcome this step taken by Chile to make it harder for people to become stateless or to continue in this situation. It's a very important step. It's a very important example that Chile is showing the rest of the world.
And what will be the impacts for women, children and other people who are currently categorized as stateless in Chile?
Those people whose nationality was uncertain have now had access to Chilean nationality, so the danger of them becoming stateless has been considerably reduced. The danger of this happening to other people in the future has also been reduced by Chile adopting these international conventions.